From 88.5 FM, WXPN in Philadelphia, and NPR Music, welcome to the live concert with Counting Crows. Now let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live in Philadelphia and the host of the XPN Midday Show and Philly Local, Helen Light.
Hello, I'm Helen Light. Welcome again from WXPN in Philadelphia and NPR Music. Today's concert is broadcast from the World Cafe Live here in Philadelphia, going out live at XPN to our listeners worldwide at xpn.org, Vermont Public Radio at vpr.net, kut.org in Austin, Texas, WBFO in Buffalo, New York, and npr.org. Today is a celebration of membership and the third anniversary of our live midday concert series. Our next artists will be releasing their new album, Saturday Night, Sunday Mornings, on March 25th. They're here to help thank the members of XPN for their support. Please welcome Counting Crows.
Thank you. So March 25th, we have our new album, Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings, coming out. It's really two records, one called Saturday Nights, one called Sunday Mornings. And I was sitting in my room last night trying to figure out what to do tonight, and I thought, it's just too good an opportunity, so we're just going to take you through the record today. Not all of it, but it'll take you through. So Saturday Nights is all about sin and disintegration and a loss of faith and madness, and the entire record was inspired by one song that I was sitting at home listening to over and over again, and it's the first song on the album, and it's called 1492.
Everything, and I'm the king of nothing now. I am the king of everything.
Thank you. So the record sort of starts off with disintegration, and then it sort of leads into becoming about a lack of faith, and the more faith you lose, the more touch you lose with reality. And so this is about sort of losing faith with your ability to care about anyone and anyone's ability to care about you, and how that sort of circle can just hang you up. This is about being a Judas to yourself, and it's called Hanging Tree. So we won't have to be alone. I fear I might lose my composure without warning. I am a child of fire, I am a lion, I have desires, and I was born inside the sun this morning. Don't know what to say, and they say good morning, and they wish you would go home. So you open windows and you wait for someone warm to come inside, and then you freeze to death alone.
To the life of mine.
Cause it's time for her to go. Look, I know everyone's eventually leaving, but I got a pair of wings for my birthday. So we skipped through a couple songs, Los Angeles and Sundays, and which are both about kind of more loss of faith and more bitterness. And it gets to the second to last song on Saturday Nights, which is about really, really feeling the need for your life to mean something. But the more you lose touch with reality, the more you have no idea how to make it mean anything. And in this song, you have to remember, my songs are all really about how I feel. Not necessarily about me, but about how I would feel about something. And in this song, the character is so desperate to mean something that he walks up to the top of a building and stands on the roof and thinks, I could fly, which is probably a mistake. And this is called Insignificant. Thank you. So, the final song on Saturday nights is, I mean, when you lose faith and you lose hope and you lose the thing that tethers you to the world, you kind of become like a balloon that someone let go of. And I was trying to imagine what would happen at the furthest extremity when you can't feel at all and you can't touch the world at all and you have no connections with people. And the only thing you can think of to do to touch the world at all is just to kill people. And I was trying to think, what would possibly make anyone want to be a killer? And the only thing I could think of is if you completely lost all contact with the world, and the only way you can feel anything is to commit the most horrific and violent of acts. And so I imagined a person driving the freeways in the middle of the night, maybe. A serial killer driving the freeways in the middle of the night, that something has happened in his life that is so horrifying, so painful, so terrible that he can't face it. Someone who's rejected him that caused him to just turn away from everything. And he goes through the song, and he's paranoid about everything. He talks about satellites looking at him. He talks about the president. And then he keeps talking about the girl. Now she won't look at him, and she won't talk at him, and he can't look at her. And at the end, though, you realize the president he's talking about is Abraham Lincoln. So it can't be real. And so if that's not real, maybe none of it's real, and it all just exists in his imagination. So this is the last song on Saturday Nights, which is about completely when life becomes so painful that you just put it away from you entirely and descend into something that is not real life or some nightmarish version of it, and it's called Cowboys.
A hungry man with a gun in my hand and some promises to keep, who wanted to change the world. Well, what's as easy as murder? It's all headlights and vapor trails and Circle K killers. And I know I could look at anyone but you now. Oh, I could fall into the eyes of anyone but you now. This is a list of what I should have been, but I'm not. This is a list of the things that I should have seen, but I'm not. Seeing the look in your eyes as his fingertips lit on your neck and it made you shiver. I'm just turning away from where I shouldn't be, because I am not. All those cowboys on the radio are killers. And I believe she loves you, cause you never make her feel like anything. She said I wouldn't feel a thing, but I can feel, oh, I can feel. And I know I could look at anyone but you now. I could fall into the arms of anyone. Should have been, but I'm not. This is a list of the things that I should have seen, but I'm not. Seeing the look in your eyes as his fingers unzipping your dress and it makes you shiver. I'm just turning away from what I shouldn't see, because I am not. Like she's acting, but it's as if she isn't talking. Mr. Lincoln's head is bleeding on the front row while she's speaking. I said, come on, all you cowboys, all you blue-eyed baby boys, come on, all you dashing gentlemen of summer. I'll wait for you when Saturday's a memory, and Sunday comes to gather me into the arms of God who will welcome me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on through. list of what I should have been, but I'm not. This is a list of the things that I should have seen, but I am not seeing you look at me. So please, won't you look at me? Because I'm not seeing you look at me. Oh, I will. I will make you look at me.
To member supported 88.5 XPN. We're broadcasting live from the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. It's our live midday concert as we celebrate membership. Today's guests, Counting Crows, their new album, Saturday Nights, Sunday Mornings, comes out March 25th. Counting Crows are with us today. Thank you for joining us.
So Saturday Nights ends with Cowboys, and I wanted it to really feel like an ending to a lot of things that had come before it, and I actually used the come on thing because I had used it in Accidentally in Love, and Accidentally in Love, it's like a galvanizing thing. It's like, come on, we're in love, and it's all fine, and in Cowboys, he can't feel anything anymore because he lost the thing that he felt in that song, and he just wants anything to come through him and make him feel, so... I wanted to use the same words so that it's sort of to show that they're like, one is a nice feeling and the other is just a horrifying feeling because he can't get anything to come through him. So Saturday Night ends, and Sunday Mornings, it's not really albums about sin and redemption. It's kind of more like The Binge and The Hangover. Because Sunday Mornings is about what happens when you've completely wrecked your life, but you see a possibility of being different than that, but then what do you have to go through to put it back together? And that side of the record kind of shifts between being numb, the difficulties of being numb and not being able to feel or connect with people, and the pain you feel when you do feel things because you're not prepared for it and you don't know how to do it. And so you lose things because you don't know how to keep them. And I reordered things a little bit here because I think it's important to move through the set a little differently. It would normally start with Washington Square, but I'm gonna start with When I Dream of Michelangelo because... Michelangelo is, there's songs in between. It would go from Washington Square, which is about deciding to go back into your life again and leaving home on the road, but the sadness of being gone. And then it would go into Almost Any Sunday Morning, which is a song about lying next to someone in bed and desperately wanting to get out of there. But then once they're gone, realizing that you have to get your stuff back together and go out and find someone else the next night because you can't stand to come home alone, which is a really crappy cycle to be on. And then you would come to this song, which is about the idea of, you know, I kept thinking of Michelangelo's day of on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, where he's Adam and God are like, you know. And I realized, because I think art is like reaching out to touch something divine, to make something out of nothing, the act of creation, you know. And I've always thought it looked to me like you can't quite touch it. And it just occurred to me recently that actually that's not what the picture's about. The picture's about him having just touched him, and now he's brought into life. But in my mind, it was always about you reach out and you can't grab on anything divine, or that whatever you do, it just really isn't enough. And while you're looking so hard to touch something like that, you forget to touch anyone else in the world, and so you lose connections with them. And since the second half of the album is about trying to rebuild those, I started this song like 20 years ago and had no idea how to write it. And I used a little bit of it in Angels of the Silences, and I finally understood this year, or last year, how the hell to finish this song. So. This is called When I Dream of Michelangelo, some 20 years in the making.
be my friend. There are bodies on the ceiling and they're fluttering their wings. It's okay, I'm angry, but you'll never understand. When you dream of Michelangelo, they hang above your hands. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking on my skin again. And I can't see why you want to talk to me when your vision of America is crystalline and clean. Look, I want a wide bread life, just something ignorant and plain. But from the walls of Michelangelo, I'm dangling again. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking on my skin again and again. Saturn on a line, a sun of fire on strings and wires to spin above my head and make it right. But anytime you like, you can catch a sight of angel eyes all emptiness and infinite. And I dream of Michelangelo when I'm lying in my bed. I see God upon the ceiling, I see angels overhead, and he seems so close as he reaches out his hand. But we are never quite as close as we are led to understand. And I know she is not my friend. And I know, 'cause there she goes, walking, 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 walking. And I know she is not my friend. Goes walking on my skin again and again. Saturn on a line.
So I was very concerned that Sunday mornings would be misinterpreted, that it would seem like everything was bad and now everything's good, because the music becomes very beautiful on the second side of the record. And I didn't want it to be easily confused. I didn't want a Born in the USA kind of thing where you have a song that's about a protest that becomes a song about waving a flag. And so I had this song that I had started a long time ago that I can never figure out how to play it. And we put it in the middle of the record. My thing was, I've written four entire albums about why you should stay as far away from me as possible. And yet somehow that's a romantic notion. And the thing I kept thinking about is that no matter how sad a story you're telling or how bad a story you're telling, if you put it well enough or eloquently enough, it sounds really good and tempting. And the person who hears it thinks, ah. And so I wrote this song, and I wanted to stick it right in the middle of Sunday mornings with electric guitars that would jab at you, because it's about a relationship that's ended and a guy and a girl separately reminiscing about it. And every time he says something about his memories of it, it's beautiful, and you think about that, and then he just says something incredibly cruel. And the idea is that, so you keep getting sucked in by the music and then punched in the face by the reality of it. Why they chose it for our first single, I have no idea, because it's the ugliest thing I've ever written about myself. But this is called You Can't Count on Me. Anything's hard to change, but hey, I got you down on your knees again. I'll watch the sky. It's a pale parade of passing clouds that cover the bed upon which we laid in the dark, and the memories that I made of a laughing girl. But you're just my toy, and I can't stop playing with you.
baby. Every you think you need to go. If you wanted to be free, just one thing you'll need to know, and that's that you can count on me. Look, I'm coming along real good, but I still can't do most of the things I should. I'll watch the sky coming down to bury me, and I can't stop this crawling out of my skin. I know you see yourself flying in out of the sky. All this pain just gets me high.
In the middle of Sunday mornings, we would have had Washington Square then on almost any Sunday morning, and When I Dream of Michelangelo, and then Anyone But You, which is another song about just being too numb to care for anyone, and then you would have You Can't Count on Me in the middle. And I moved Washington Square to this place right here because following that would be this song called La Ballet d'Or, which is about looking back on your life and realizing, if I'd just done things a little differently, this could all have been a lot different. As the song starts out, wasted time running scared when all love needs is to be believed in, which is an obvious thing to say, but not a simple thing to do. Or the second verse is, wasted time running scared, all that I need is something like a summer, and I know you need somebody just like I do. And he goes through the seasons in that song. It's kind of a companion song to Omaha in a way, that he's looking at his life these different ways and seeing all the places where, God, it didn't have to go as wrong as it did. It's just that, if I had just been able to see it a little differently, I could have done things a little differently. And he kind of comes to the conclusion that it's time to stop being the way I've been and do something totally different. And the song after that is called On a Tuesday in Amsterdam Long Ago, which I wrote in Amsterdam the week after Accidentally in Love. At the time, written about what if this wonderful thing that's going on in my life were to fall apart and drift away. And years later, after it actually did, It becomes this really, it was a sad song about the possibilities of something so beautiful and how fragile it is to hold something that beautiful in your hand. But in years later, of course, it becomes a truly, truly sad thing to have lost something that meant that much to you. And that's funny, a friend of mine commented on an interesting thing the other night. She said, you know, this album, the healthier you get, the sadder it gets. I was like, oh. I think that's because madness is like numbness. And you retreat from the world, and the healthier you get, the better you are, the more you can feel, and feeling is just, you know, it can go either way. You can feel good, you can feel bad. So, Washington Square would normally be the first songs on Sunday mornings, but I put it here because it is a song about making a choice to change, to go back to doing your life, to go on the road, but it's also a song about how much you give up or risk giving up when you do that, and so I thought our set needed a little bit of a something sad here, but not something resigned. So this is called Washington Square. Piano, I couldn't come with me. I locked up my bedroom and I walked out into the air with nothing I needed was left there behind me. I walked out through the shadows of Washington Square. Now I wander the highway from Dublin to Berkeley, and I heard the songbirds of Ballyporeen. A fountain, and it left me with nothing, just memories of walking through Washington Square. Now I live in the shadows where light is electric. Time is just a number that rests on a wall. And nobody knows me, my friends and my family are as far from this city as Washington Square. Come on, Charlie. Cover this warm night in a blanket of starlight. I will follow this freeway out into the air. In case you should wonder and wanted to find me, I'm traveling homeward to Washington Square. In case you should wonder, I am in Washington Square. Washington Square. I'm on the last minute save. track here. So it comes to the end of the record, and the last song is about having sort of decided that, look, if I've been through all this and I've come to here, whatever that hurts, feeling is living, you know. So if I'm still here and you're still here, then we should go out and play some rock and roll. And it's sort of a song of defiance about, like, hey, I'm still around. And so it's a pretty, you know, little upbeat song. And I was playing it for these friends of mine the other night, the same people, and my friend Amy, who is very perceptive, says, that's really cool. That's a song about getting dumped, though, right? And I said, oh, yeah, it is kind of. I hadn't really thought of it that way. It's definitely the most upbeat song I've ever written about getting dumped. And I think that's kind of the point of it, in a way, is that for the rest of my life, I always thought that meant the end of everything. And in this case, I'm not the one losing faith, you know, that she is. And the line at the end of the song is, and one of the million lies she said is, all the things you love are dead. But I've seen what she thinks of love, and it leaves me laughing, so we'll still come around. And this is called Come Around. And it's the end of Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings.
Yeah, we will come around in
Thank you very much for Counting Crows. This is my friend Dan, my friend Jim, my pal Miller, I'm Miller's friend Adam. This is my friend Charlie. That's my friend Emmy. And that is my pal Dave. And that was about half of Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings. Thank you very much for having us here. Sorry we didn't play any new stuff, but it was just too good an opportunity to show you the whole new thing. Or any old stuff. We did play new stuff. I'm an idiot. Bye.
Thanks so much to Counting Crows for coming to Philadelphia. You can go to our website at xpn.org for more information, hear this concert, and along with a lot of other great live music, exponentialmusic.org and npr.org. Thanks to the members of XPN for making what we do possible, because all the members are with us today. Join us next week from Central PA as we go back on the road for a live midday concert for a performance from artist to watch, Ryan Bingham, a guitarist, singer-songwriter from Texas. Again, thanks to the members of WXPN for their support. Thank you. Go to xpn.org for more info. Live from 88.5 WXPN in Philadelphia, from the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, and npr.org, I'm Helen Light.